What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And coming from the department of sometimes I really hate being right all the time, there is a new type of X-ray scanner that has been unveiled in Australia and will soon be coming to the United States of America. It is a full internal body X-ray scanner for the airports. So they can see right through you, right into your bones, make sure you don't have something in your stomach or your lungs or whatever. Folks, this is an engraved invitation to cancer. This security industrial complex, it is a rip-off of tax money, and now it is a threat to your life. More people are going to die from the cancer caused by these scanners than have been killed by terrorists getting bombs onto the planes. In all the years of the TSA, they have never actually found a real terrorist. We've had the phonies, like the crotch bomber and the shoe bomber, who were walked around security and put on the airplanes because that's the sales presentation. We better have something go bang or boom or at least fizz so that people will go along with these scanners. I think Obama just ordered another $40 billion of last year's model. Now he's going to say, golly, we got to get these new ones that look inside your body. I just put the article up at whatreallyhappened.com, but I mean, you know, hey, get your cancer right here. You know, this isn't funny anymore. In the 1950s and 1960s, American shoe stores had these fluoroscopes. If you've ever seen, there's a Michael Caine movie called Billion Dollar Brain, where one of these shoe store fluoroscopes actually makes an appearance. They were very, very common. Nobody talks about them anymore. I think Engineering Disasters actually did an episode on them about a month or two ago. And they were in all their stores, and everybody said they're wonderful and they're harmless and they'll make your shoes better, fit better, and all the rest of it. And all of a sudden, the shoe store salesman started dying of cancer from these things. Nobody knows about these terahertz machines, what kind of damage they can do. They haven't been studied long enough. The initial reports are, yeah, they damage skin DNA. Hello, skin cancer. So they're not, and we had that story a few days ago where an inspector at Dallas-Fort Worth was able to get a gun through their scanners every single time she tried. So here's the situation, folks, life in America. Billions and billions of dollars for all the security stuff. Michael Chertoff is laughing his way to the bank. He is getting rich off of your tax dollars. And these scanners do not find the guns that terrorists are likely to use. They're giving you cancer. They're certainly humiliating you and degrading you. And all these losers who couldn't get a job at the local fast food restaurants, they got rubber gloves and they're fondling your wives and daughters in front of you and daring you to do anything about it. And now they're coming out with the next generation machine that everybody's going to have to buy. Oh, we got to buy all new machines now so we can see inside your body and make sure that you're not taking anything on the airplane that you shouldn't ought to have. Folks, we got to start boycotting the airlines. And I know they're getting ready to do it on the buses and the trains and all the rest of that stuff. It's just another way to loot money from the public and prove that they have the tyrannical dictatorship authority to just make you naked anytime they want you to be. Remember in ancient times, that was a display of power when they would make you bow and prostrate yourself naked before the king? That's what they're doing with these things. It's just a way of mentally beating you down so they can take what's left of your money. These machines don't do anything except make you sick. There are no real terrorists out there. They're all phonies. Adam Perlman, Joseph Cohen, Zachary Chesser, all of these guys running around pretending to be Muslim terrorists, and they aren't Muslim, and they're not really terrorists. They're mostly annoying. And it's all about scaring you out of your money and your freedom. And so far, it's working. In this country, in all these other countries, they're standing up and saying, enough is enough. Take your scanners and your phony terrorists and get the heck out of our countries. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Somebody just sent me an article from the Trends Journal, and the gist of the article is the global anti-government protests are going to spread. There is no stopping it. It is going from one country to the next to the next. The very first step toward a successful revolution is knowing that it can succeed. And that's the lesson that we're getting from Iceland and from Egypt, probably soon from Libya. Apparently, Libya's third largest city is now completely in the hands of the revolutionaries, pro-democracy movement. So it's going one after the other, countries are either falling or they're having to backtrack and restore to the people some of the looted wealth like they're doing in Saudi Arabia to head off a revolution there. And it's going to come here. It's inevitable. It has to. It's already started. It's already here. Already here. But what's really interesting about this article is the article is reporting that all of the U.S. intelligence agencies have been blindsided by this. They didn't catch it. CIA didn't understand that Egypt was about to blow. Joint Chiefs didn't get it. National Security Council didn't see it coming. None of them. And this gets back to the point I was making before about Walker in that spoof phone call, where he's basically viewing the world almost entirely in terms of the corporate media, which means he's getting a very filtered view of the world that is very much skewed away from reality. And that may be the reason that we're seeing the continuance of propaganda that we know has to be an obvious fraud. Because the people in power, because they're watching TV, they're not hearing and understanding that we see it's a fraud. This guy that they arrested, this Saudi student down in Texas, they've arrested because he kind of sort of maybe might be a terrorist, because he emailed himself with incriminating evidence, which right there tells you this story is just, it's on a par with the magic explosion-proof passports from 9/11. And they're claiming he was going to use a weapon of mass destruction on the house of George Bush. Which is instructive only because they've changed the definition of a weapon of mass destruction so they can use it in the media to go booga booga, weapon of mass destruction, ooh. Now, when I was a kid, a weapon of mass destruction was something that would take out an entire city. But about a year ago, the U.S. government changed the legal definition, and now it simply means any weapon that is not actually aimed at a specific target, but simply goes around it. That's the new definition of a weapon of mass destruction, which means Halloween stink bombs are now technically, legally, weapons of mass destruction. Actually, I would imagine even the flatulence following a really spicy Mexican dinner might be considered that. But, I mean, that's how they play fast and loose with the definitions. They change the definition. They change the meaning of the word. Remember during the height of the When Pigs Fly flu crisis, we found out that the World Health Organization had changed the definition of pandemic so that they could use that word in the press releases and scare everybody into giving their money to the vaccine manufacturers. So basically, they're changing the definitions. We don't know what this guy was doing. He might have been a chemistry student. We don't know. But if you read the article about his arrest, it's all could be, maybe, suspected, alleged. There is no substance to this thing. And the fact that they're basing this whole case on he emailed himself incriminating information, that's as bogus as it comes. Do you know how easy it is to email incriminating information to people and fake the return address? Hackers and hijackers and malware do it all the time. You know, so it's just, you know, that it's not substantive. It's just another attempt to remind you that Muslims are bad. And they're doing it because so many Americans right now are sympathetic to these Muslim nations, not counting places like Iceland and Greece, obviously. But they're standing up and they're kicking out their pro-U.S. puppet rulers. And Americans are saying, yes, that's a good thing for the people. And so the U.S. government is trying to find some way that they can demonize the people of these nations so that you'll look at your TV set obediently and you'll say, oh, yes, it's really okay that we're going in to send more bombs to keep the dictator in place because, after all, they're just Muslims and they're evil, nasty, stinky, smelly people. That's what they're doing, just like they're doing with the teachers. Oh, they're overpaid. They're not really doing their job. They're bad. You can't have any sympathy and support for them. And now this thing with the Saudi kid down in Texas, they're doing it simply to try and sabotage public support for all these pro-democracy revolutions that are taking place in Yemen and Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and Algeria and Albania and who knows where all else is going to go on. There's another one got added to the list this morning. I can't even remember all the names at this point. It's happening all over the place. And this is just a pathetic stunt by the U.S. government to try and end public American support for these pro-democracy movements before it gets here. They're scared out of their minds it's coming here. And you can see it with the desperation of the propaganda. So, all righty, let's see. We already talked about this one. Oh, and Israel's getting into the game again. They're trying to revive this idea that Syria is a nuclear power. And they've got this story that says satellite images reveal uranium plant in Syria. And we've got this satellite image looking down. There's three white buildings with absolutely nothing to suggest that they're anything other than a couple of buildings. But Israel has obediently put the little boxes, the little text boxes, and the arrow saying processing plant and uranium facility. And it's like, okay. On what are you basing that besides wishful thinking? Remember, this is the country that bombed a power station in Iraq, claiming it was a weapons fabrication plant. And after the 2003 invasion, IAEA inspectors examined the ruins of the Osirik power station and found out it was just a power station. And of course, Israel's been leading the hue and cry that Iran's new power station is a clandestine weapons factory, and the IAEA's been all over that, and once again, It's just a power station. And so Israel is kind of batting zero on pointing out other people's clandestine weapons laboratories. Probably they think, well, if we're doing it, they got to be doing it. The only way we can get off the hook for Dimona is by saying everybody else is doing it. So now they're doing it with Syria. I'll tell you what I see in the picture. And by the way, if you look further down in the article at the higher resolution picture, it's labeled as being from 2008. And all of a sudden now Israel is going to say this is a nuclear weapons factory. In 3 years, we don't know what it's become. We certainly don't have anything substantive that supports Israel's point of view. But it is located in a town that's right on the outskirts of Damascus, not a good place to have a factory like that in case there's an accident or in case it gets bombed by Israel. But it's located in the midst of some very obvious orchards, fruit trees of some kind. We can't tell which ones from the satellite picture. But is there any reason to suspect that this large building isn't an agricultural produce processing station? The apples or oranges or pears or whatever the heck they are come in, they get put in boxes and shipped out to supermarkets. There's no way to know. It's just Israel once again screaming about, oh my goodness, we have got another nuclear plant so we can go in and start bombing people again. All right. Now, getting back to American domestic economic news, we're getting more and more people coming forward. Bernie Sanders is the latest to say that, yeah, Ben Bernanke's magic money printing machine is working, but it's only working for Wall Street and the stock market, and it's not working for the American people. And, of course, that is really obvious. If you both start out with one of these pretty printed pieces of paper, the Federal Reserve note, you both have equal buying power. But if Ben Bernanke prints up a ton of money and he gives it to Wall Street, all of a sudden their buying power is much greater than yours. And because prices rise to absorb all available capital, your purchasing power is actually in decline. They don't have to come out and put a gun to the back of your head and say, give me your money. They're stealing purchasing power from you simply by running those printing presses. And more people are beginning to understand that's exactly what Bernanke is doing. Like Obama, his goal is to protect Wall Street's wealth and privilege and doesn't care about you, the American people. Meanwhile, the troubled bank list has risen to its highest level in 18 years. Stock market's doing great, not counting the last couple of days, because they're propped up with all of this money. And the American people are suffering from all this hyperinflation. Let's see what the stock market did today. Okay, not too good. It wasn't as bad as yesterday, but they still wound up in the red here. Now, over in Ireland, hundreds of repossessed homes and shipping cranes, building cranes, are going up for auction because the new building sector has just collapsed and all of this construction equipment is now on the auction block. It's a feeding frenzy over there. Condos that were selling for $205,000 are now going for as low as $34,000. The equity, that which we were told we were all building when we make these mortgage payments to the bank, has evaporated. The money is gone. There is no equity. These people got ripped off. And it's just another case of taking from the people to give to the bankers. How wonderful that whole European Central Bank thing worked out, right? Remember, everybody was saying, European Union, European Union. And the individual countries are saying, I don't think this is a good idea. Merging all of our economies and having this one big central private bank. Look how well it's worked out for all of them. All of these countries are in debt. Where did the money go? I mean, in that model of banking that we were all propagandized about, with those little propaganda movies in grade school, and we put a link to one of them up at whatreallyhappened.com so you could see how simplistic they were. You know, people bring money to the banks, and then the banks loan it to some other people. Well, under that model, half the people should be in debt, but the other half are in profits. It should balance out, shouldn't it? But it doesn't, because under this system, the legalized counterfeiting system that we call the Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank, everybody's in debt. It's not balanced. It's biased. We'll be right back.
really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's kind of interesting. I'm watching the corporate media feed, and sometimes I don't think they understand how obvious their bias can be. Because back when it was Egypt, the headlines were about Egypt's revolution. When they're covering the attempt replay of the coup in Iran, it's always the Iranian revolution. But with Libya, it's the rebellion. And I don't think they realize that they're betraying a certain bias, you know. And obviously, from the point of view of the United States government and Israel, they want revolutions in countries that are not friendly to the U.S. and Israel, and they want to stop and prevent revolutions in countries that are friendly. And so it's a good way of finding out who's selling out to who all the way along there. Meanwhile, more serious note here, we have a communique from the Muslim Brotherhood. An ultimatum has been delivered. If the United States does not stop meddling in Egypt immediately, the Muslim Brotherhood will cut off America's supply of 7-Eleven and Motel 6 managers. If this action does not yield sufficient results, cab drivers will be next, followed by Dell, AT&T, and America Online customer service representatives. Finally, if all else fails, they've threatened not to send us any more presidents. So that's the latest communique from the Muslim Brotherhood. All righty. Now, getting back to this situation about Ireland and Europe, as I mentioned before, and I already got question marks from some people in the chat room, about this idea of banking models. We were all raised with this story that people bring their money to the bank for savings, and the banks loan it out at interest and then pay a portion of that interest to the depositors. Under that model, part of the society is in debt, the other part of the society is making money, and it should balance out to a stable economy. And yet, we don't have that model. The actual deposits to the bank are they're there for symbolism's sake, and supposedly under the reserve requirement, that there have to be a certain amount of deposits for the bank to be able to print up and create money out of thin air to loan. But because of the reserve system of banking, the private central banking, the legalized counterfeiting, where they are allowed to create money out of thin air, the people in debt obviously exceed the people who are getting profits from the interest. Because when a bank loans out depositors' money and they have to share the interest with the depositor, they make less profit. But when the bank is loaning out that created money, that counterfeit money, it doesn't have to share that with anybody. And inevitably, because of this very simple mechanism, private central banks that are given the legal right to counterfeit drive the entire society into debt. That's why when you have the European Central Bank, all the countries are in debt. Nobody is making money. Nobody is in profit except the bankers themselves. They have a legal license to counterfeit. Of course they're getting rich beyond dreams of avarice, and everybody else is in debt. And so the IMF comes in and says, well, we'll give you more of this instantly created imaginary money to pay off your European Central Bank, but of course, then we can't tell you what to do with your internal assets and your internal policies, and we demand austerity. Your people must be made to live with less so that we may have more. That's the conquering system. That is the imperial imposition. That is the enslavement mechanism. It is right in front of your eyes. Such a system, a private central bank, whether it's the EU Central Bank or the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England, it is designed to plunge a nation into permanent and unpayable debt slavery, because the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that central bank than is in existence. And such an enslavement system is allowed to exist only with the connivance of a civil government willing to sell their citizens into such slavery in exchange for their 30 pieces of silver. It is that that people are standing up in opposition to around the world right now. This is not a Middle Eastern revolt. It's global. It started in Iceland. It spread across Europe. Now it's across Africa and the Middle East, and Pakistan may be going up. And what's the other one? There's they're starting to have riots in Pakistan. So it's spreading across the subcontinent. And soon it will be in Asia, and it's already starting to happen here in the United States of America. This is not about religion. It is not about race. It is not Christians against Muslims or Muslims against Jews. It is the people of the world against an intentionally created impoverishment machine that is designed to bring about a global fascist dictatorship where we are born into debt, live in debt, and die in debt. We are slaves only because we believe in the magic power of the pretty printed piece of paper. As long as we can be brainwashed into believing that this represents money instead of debt obligation, we'll fall for the scheme. They don't need chains of steel. They got chains of paper to hold us in place. Chains made out of beliefs. No chains of steel ever enslaved humans as thoroughly as chains built of belief. Somebody called in yesterday talking about this quote, and I forget the original source for it. The very best slaves in the world are the ones who falsely think they are free. And that is certainly true here in the United States of America. If you don't believe me, check out that 1040 you're filling out right now. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're watching what's going on in Libya, what the media calls a rebellion. You know, America had a revolution. Libya is having a rebellion. A little bit of bias, a little bit of shading on the words there. Meanwhile, Gaddafi has come out, and he's got an explanation for everything that's going on in Libya. It's not his fault. It's all the fault of Osama bin Laden. I'm not kidding. He actually came out and he said, this is all the... I'm the good guy. Osama bin Laden is the criminal. He's doing all of this. So they're wagging the dead guy one more time, and we might dismiss it as the delusional ravings of a confirmed lunatic. The only reason to be concerned about it is the United States, unlike Egypt, where they had CIA torturer Omar Suleiman kind of already in position to step in and hijack the Egyptian revolution to American interests, except I don't think the army's letting him get away with that. The United States government doesn't really have anybody like that at all within Libya's government. They've got that one goofball that's going around screaming about Lockerbie, but he's not really highly placed at this time. So the United States is looking at the situation that the revolution in Libya might actually lead to an Islamic State that does not have any obligations to be nice to the United States or to Israel. And for that very reason, there's probably a greater push to consider a direct military intervention in Libya than there was for any other country that is currently in revolution. And of course, always to remember that the U.S. government is desperate to blunt this global revolution before it really starts to take root here in the United States of America. So they may be thrashing around looking for a reason to sell another war to the American people, and wagging the dead guy at us might be a good way to do it. But a reminder for those of you who have not been paying attention, Osama bin Laden died of natural causes December 2001. His death notice and funeral notice were in all the foreign newspapers. It's just, he's such a good villain. We really can't let the American people know that he's croaked. So we never got that story here in the United States of America. Now, an interesting little story appeared, and I think it's relevant given recent developments and obviously an almost panicked desire for a new major war by Israel and the United States of America. And the headline was, "Government infiltrates terror cells time and again, but fails to stop attacks." And my commentary to that, and I think this is going to make a lot of common sense, the obvious conclusion is that government infiltrates terror cells to cause the attacks. And the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Center is a good example. We reported on that yesterday. The New York Times actually reported the FBI had an informant inside the terror cell that was going to bomb the World Trade Center. And the informant said, "May I have permission to disable the bomb so it cannot explode?" And the FBI said no. So this brings us to this unfolding situation in Pakistan, where this CIA contract agent, Davis, has been caught trying to give nuclear and biological weapons materials to terrorists in order that they could carry out these false flag attacks somewhere, probably the United States, in order to say, "Gosh darn those Arab Muslim terrorists, we must go kill them." And apparently this situation is getting very unstable in Pakistan, where the Pakistani people are saying, if he's a CIA contract agent, diplomatic immunity does not apply, because only diplomats engaged in diplomatic activity are granted the immunity. CIA agents who are covered as a diplomat but engage in criminal activity are not covered under the rules of diplomatic immunity. It's not quite the blanket get-out-of-jail-free card that Die Hard, you know, the second one, portrayed it as, where you can just start shooting people in the streets and go diplomatic immunity and they get to send you home. It doesn't really work that way. So I think we can understand that probably in the halls of power, both in Tel Aviv and in Washington, D.C., that there are people running around saying, you know, a really big boom right now would help us. A couple of, you know, one explosion on the West Coast and one explosion on the East Coast, and scatter some germs around the heartland to get them all good and frothed up. And then we'll say, go sick them Arabs and take their oil fields in the name of Jesus, and whatever else they're going to use to sell us the war. I'm hoping cooler heads will prevail. I'm hoping cooler heads would understand that there's a very high probability that a new false flag, a new 9/11, is not going to be believed and taken at face value. But if they're really getting their view of the world through the corporate media, then that's a very dangerous situation, because they're probably believing their own propaganda right about now. They're probably thinking that they've got all of America bamboozled about 9/11 and the rest of it. And you know, in these situations, unfortunately, the most desperate and fanatical and hallucinated and mentally deranged tend to wind up being in control of these circumstances. So obviously an area to be concerned with. Now, interestingly enough, the father of the 19-year-old American boy who was killed by Israel on the flotilla raid is now trying to seek redress through the American justice system. When this incident happened, when this act of piracy, this act of war took place, the American media tried to take the position of, you know, he wasn't really American. He was Turkish-American, and he wasn't inside the United States, so it doesn't really count. And his family was from Turkey, so they don't really count. And they tried to basically, in fact, we saw it continuously where they were talking about 9 Turkish activists killed. They were trying to basically make the fact that this kid was an American go away, because it does put the U.S. government in an awkward position of allowing a foreign government to gun down in cold blood an American citizen in international waters and basically get away with it, which is what they did. So now the father of this kid is in the United States, and there is no question he's an American citizen. He was an American citizen. He's dead now. He was born in the United States of America. He was carrying a U.S. passport. There is less confusion about his citizenship than there is for the President of the United States of America. So now Furkan Doğan's father, who's a professor, is in the United States of America, and he's going to press this in the American courts, because the primary function of the government of the United States of America is supposed to be to take care of America and Americans first. I mean, can you imagine, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, if President Roosevelt had gone up to Congress or the League of Nations and said, you know, let's not get carried away. From their point of view, Japan had a really good reason for attacking American ships and people at Pearl Harbor, because they thought we might be interfering with their illegal occupation of China and Indonesia, or what they called the Dutch East Indies at the time. And because, I mean, that's basically what Obama is saying at the United Nations. Israel had a really good reason for attacking all these ships and people, because they thought they were going to interfere with their illegal occupation of Gaza and the West Bank. And so now he's pushing this forward in the courts, and it's a really awkward situation, because every American citizen has a right for the U.S. government to basically go out and punish those people who commit murder, in this case, Israel. U.S. is down there in Somalia blasting at everybody who even looks cross-eyed at Americans. But it's going to force the issue of who does the U.S. government work for into the American court system. Because there's really no way for the government to refuse to prosecute Israel for this murder in international waters without basically admitting one more time for the world to see that the U.S. government is completely controlled by a foreign power. We already know that from this stupid veto of the U.N. Security Council resolution, where even Obama's saying, yeah, they're illegal, but we're not allowed to say anything bad about Israel here, you know, because we've got lobbies and political power and everything. Such a pussy. He really is. It's just shame of America to have such a pussy for a president. We need presidents who will remember that their job is to take care of this country, not a foreign country. Over in Germany, Israel's lobby is now so powerful, they're basically trying to make it a crime for German politicians to criticize Israel. Now remember, Israel is a government like any other government on earth, and they carry out policies, some of which we think are good, some of which we know are bad. And everybody has a right to criticize the actions of any government on earth. And yet Israel is trying to play this Holocaust guilt card to say that it is anti-Semitic to criticize the actions of Israel's government. It's just a government. The fact that it's a government of the so-called self-described Jewish nation does not remove it from the realm of criticism by the rest of the world. They're not above all other governments on earth, and certainly by their actions, they're beneath most of them. Absolutely, the politicians of Germany and any other country have a right to criticize the actions of Israel's government, because it is actions that are at issue. Not their race, not their religion, not their view of history, not their doctrine of we're supposed to get it all. But when Israel goes out and attacks a flotilla of humanitarian aid workers in international waters, we all have an inherent natural right to criticize these actions. And when politicians, whether in Germany or the United States, feel constrained to not criticize Israel for their actions, that tells you that we are living under a dictatorship, that we have a Vichy government here in the United States, and apparently under Germany as well. If Israel acts in a negative manner, in a bad fashion, if they commit war crimes, we do have a right to criticize them. And it's not anti-Semitic to do so. We're not anti-Semitic. We're anti-jerk. We're anti-war criminal. And you cannot say that Israel is immune from criticism of its actions because it's anti-Semitic any more than you could say that Nazi Germany should be immune from criticisms because that's just anti-Germanism. Hitler didn't really do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. So shut up over there. That's what Israel is saying constantly, that they're above criticism. And we already have this Israeli minister, I forget her name, but she was on a video interview with Democracy Now! Basically saying it's just a trick to get people to shut up. Even Israel doesn't believe all this stuff about anti-Semitism. It's just a political device to get people to shut up so that Israel can go on stealing other people's lands, subverting other people's government, looting the world of all of its money, and nobody is supposed to complain because, oh, you can't say anything bad about the Jews. That's anti-Semitism. You're a Nazi if you complain about all the money that's flowing from your pocket to Israel over the years, four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program, and no giant leap for mankind to show for it. Now, as you know, there has been a lot of talk lately about legalizing marijuana in the United States of America. And I wondered if maybe the U.S. government decided that if we were all out getting mellow on a little weed, that we might forget all about this thing about a revolution and the destruction of our economy and the confiscation of our homes by Wall Street. And maybe that's what they're trying to do. But it turns out now that the DEA is planning to legalize the intoxicant from marijuana, THC, for pharmaceutical companies so that they can put it in a pill and sell it to you in the pharmacies and drugstores at a huge markup. But it will still be a crime for ordinary citizens to grow it in their backyard and smoke it for their own use. So once again, it's all about making sure that the money goes to the big corporations. You can buy all the marijuana you want from us. It's just a crime if you grow it on your own property. It's even worse absurd than alcohol. Now, a lot of people know about moonshiners and revenuers and shooting everybody up. The reality is, it's actually legal for you to make your own alcohol, your own beer, your own wine, your own distilled spirits. Please be very careful. That can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. But you can make all the alcohol that you want for your own private consumption, and it's very inexpensive to do so, far less expensive than when you buy it at the store, where most of that bottle price is an accumulation of taxes, not the cost of the product itself. You're just not allowed to sell it without a tax stamp. You can even give it away. You can make up a whole thing of beer and give it away, you know, to your friends, and that's legal to do. The revenuers only show up if you're making moonshine and you're selling it for a profit and you're not cutting the government in for their piece of the action. Because this is a mafia government. You know, you want to go out there and make moonshine, you can do it, but you got to cut them in for the piece of the action. We get a piece of the action here. We leave you alone. If you don't give us the piece of the action, we're going to come in and shoot up the place. Something bad going to happen to you. You don't give us a piece of the action. That's the government's mentality when it comes to alcohol. But now they're going to do it a little bit different with the marijuana. You can buy all the marijuana pills. They're going to put it in a pill, re-engineer it. And you can buy all you want from the pharmacies, but you can't grow it in your own yard because, by golly, then you're threatening somebody's corporate profits and you're threatening the government's piece of the action because they're going to tax the heck out of this stuff. Don't you dare grow your own marijuana. Don't you dare grow your own food. Don't you dare make your own alcohol. You've got to go to the government and the corporations for everything in life, for water, for air, for whatever you're going to need. Got to go to a corporation and give them your money for it. No more of this self-sufficiency crap. That is a danger to the state. If you learn how to live without corporations and government, the terrorists will have won. Alrighty, let's see. Florida's biggest Republican, Senator Marco Rubio, is basically warning of the U.S. debt death spiral, which we've been warning about for a long time. No matter how much you pay in taxes, all that's paid on the national debt is interest. The principal keeps going up. The government isn't even trying to get you out of debt to the Federal Reserve for a very simple reason. The Federal Reserve hands out millions of dollars in campaign contributions. And it always goes to those members of Congress who will plunge you deeper into debt for the benefit of the private central bank. They got their claws into you really, really good. It's going to take a crowbar to get them out. Alrighty, let's see here. A couple of stories we picked up from the other day. We didn't get time to get to them. Let's get to them right now. Citigroup apparently knew of the Madoff fraud. A lot of this stuff is coming out in the lawsuits being filed by the Madoff trustee, who's trying to get some of that money back, some of that $65 billion they're trying to get back for the benefit of the people who got basically screwed over by Bernie Madoff. What's really interesting, though, is the Security and Exchange Commission's top lawyer is being sued by the Madoff trustee trying to get back some of these gains. The SEC was neck deep in the scam. No wonder they ignored him for 12 years while Harry Markopoulos was over there saying, the guy's a crook. And the SEC was saying, oh, well, we'll take care of it sometime, sooner or later. All right, we got to take a break. I can hear the magic music. We'll be right back. We got one more phone call we're going to take before the end of the show. Stay tuned.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Apparently, Discovery is lifting off for its final flight into space. And the other night, got to see the International Space Station flying overhead here. Conditions were great. I got one of my telescopes onto it, and you can actually see the structure of that space station. And now, all of a sudden, we're realizing we no longer have the means to get up there ourselves anymore. The nation that first put men on the moon and we have lost it all. We've given it all away. We have to hitch rides on other countries' rockets to get up to the space station now. And it's so sad. All this money that was spent on Wall Street, $14 trillion, all this money for war, all this money for Israel, and Obama has cut the space program. The only thing NASA's good for right now is standing up there and nodding their head when Al Gore's global warming cult says, oh yes, it's getting warmer, and it's your fault, and you must pay for it. So anyway, we're watching the launch on TV. Looks like we're almost at the point for SRBSEP. By the way, ever since I talked about Viking and NASA finally admitting after 30 years that we had in fact found evidence of life during the Viking missions, and all of a sudden people are sending me these little Viking models. I got this one the other day. I got another one that came in downstairs. Very, very finely detailed, amazing what these little Japanese model companies are doing. And so it's kind of cool to finally have all these models to play with. Okay, back to the phones. Jack Rabbit in North Carolina. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I really love your show, and I appreciate everything that you do. Speaking of the space program, I don't know if you've ever built the Estes Mars Lander. Hell of a model. I wanted to say something about the criticism of Israel and how people are demonized for this. And you're so outspoken and you're criticized and beaten up that you're an anti-Semite and all this other claptrap. Well,
yep.
Are people criticized as anti-Italian or anti-Sicilian for bringing up the fact that we have a mafia? How ridiculous is this?
Well, you know, like I said, the analogy to Nazi Germany, I mean, everybody feels right to criticize Nazi Germany. There were a bunch of jerks up there. You don't have people running around saying, oh, the Nazis didn't do anything wrong, you just hate the German people. And yet Israel has gotten away with this scam for decades.
Yeah, it's crazy talk. You know, the other thing, too, is we're going to rely on other countries to put our stuff in space. This is insane. You know, why should we have a shuttle program when we can have a bullet factory? Why don't you know? Why should we have more better schools and highways, the finest teachers, well paid, when you know we can build more war material to wipe people out so we can go drill oil out from underneath their ground?
Phone connection is really bad. I'm having trouble understanding you. I think I hear what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. You know, the United States is still, the government of the United States is still stuck in this 19th century mentality that the solution to all of our problems is, you know, more war and more death. We are the world's largest military power. We are the world's largest manufacturer of arms and weapons and munitions. And it is just lining the pockets of Wall Street with gold, that is paid for with the blood of all these people all across the planet. And it's got to stop, because the weapons have reached a point of lethality where we are effectively on the verge of a global suicide on this next major war. They're talking about these very lethal biological weapons. Somebody, I've heard rumors that Ebola has been weaponized, and that is scary as all heck. Our government is playing with these very lethal things. We got to let you go. We got to take a break. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here on Friday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, watch out for the weather, and aloha, America.